Oasis Audio presents The Mystery at the Dog Show by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. A Dog Show in Greenfield.
Faster!
Shouted 6-year-old Benny Alden.
I'll race you to the bottom of the hill!
He leaned over and started pedaling his bicycle as fast as his short legs could go, down the long hill at the end of Wildwood Road.
Hey,
said Jessie, Benny's older sister, who was 12.
You have a head start.
She pedaled after Benny. A moment later, Benny's older brother, 14-year-old Henry, and his other sister Violet, who was 10, were racing after Benny too.
It's a tie! It's a tie!
Shouted Jessie, as the four Alden children coasted to a stop at the bottom of the hill.
No, it's not,
said Benny.
What do you mean, Benny?
Asked Violet.
We all got to the bottom of the hill at exactly the same time.
Benny shook his head and pointed.
You forgot Watch. He got here before all of us.
The four Alden children all looked at the happy, panting dog. He had come to live with them when they first became orphans and were living in an old abandoned boxcar in the woods. They'd been on their own, trying to take care of themselves. When a dog had limped into their lives with a thorn in his paw, it had seemed only right to take care of him, too. So Jessie had taken the thorn out, and Benny had named the brave little dog Watch. He had been a good friend and watchdog, too, ever since. Now the boxcar children no longer had to live in the boxcar in the woods. They hadn't known it then, but they had a grandfather who'd been searching and searching for them. He'd found them at last.